Item number 7, from Delinquency Court Services Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to use the Juvenile Detention Center facility as a short-term dispositional placement pursuant to State Statute 938.06(5) in order to implement alternative local secure placement options for adjudicated youth in Milwaukee County.
Supervisor Parris and Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I would like to move approval on this item.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo is going to do. It's a long time coming. I think we're all very excited. Mm-hmm. We've been working on this for 7 years? 4 years?
Yes.
All right. We've been working on this a while. All right. Are there any comments or questions from committee regarding this?
Well, I wasn't going to comment, but it looks like everybody's on board. So.
All right. No, go ahead.
Good program. I'm wholeheartedly supporting that opportunity to meet with Mr. Tom Walter, and it's a strong program for alternatives for youth, and it would be well worth the investment. So thank you very much for the idea and going forward.
All right. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It would be great to just have the department just note publicly some of the benefits that are really on board with us supporting this piece of legislation and this policy change.
Thank you.
Dr. Cologne.
Thank you, Supervisor Bowen. Also mentioned that the dollars will save.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I can give you a few brief comments, and Tom Wanta can also share some thoughts on the actual programming. But statutory changes were pursued in the last budget, which allowed us the flexibility to have 180-day placement versus the previous 30-day. This is going to allow us to have more oversight of the kids that could potentially be sent to the State Department of Corrections. Once they go to the Department of Corrections, we don't have much oversight of those kids. We don't have interactions with their parents. We're not involved in the programming. We're also not involved in the discharging. So they're really far away from us when once we send them to the Department of Corrections. Once they're with us, we're going to be involved with all the programming, reaching out with parents, and really trying to ensure success upon discharge, which ultimately will reduce recidivism and save us money. When we send them to the Department of Corrections, obviously it's very costly. And so by placing them in this detention facility, which will be able to provide programming with current staff, we'll be able to anticipate some significant savings. Tom, would you like to?
Yes. Thank you, sir. My thing, I should inform the committee that the targeted group are youth who have been found by the court to be high risk and are placed on supervision in the community, but their behaviors that got them to the attention of the court continue, not criminal behavior like alleged new offenses, but not going to school, not following up with court-ordered services, day treatment, whatever it may be. We're targeting this group because we like to get these youth attention, and the main emphasis of the program is through education. We're going to stress education with these children and also stress changing in thinking. That's what we're looking forward to. We're also looking forward to a collaboration with community agencies. We truly believe that the best way to, and best practice has shown this, the best way to be involved with juveniles involved in criminal behavior is with the collaboration of an investment in community resources and keeping them under local control. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I just wanted to thank Tom for all his work on this. I mean, he's really excited about this initiative and his staff for moving this forward. It's going to be great for the county, great for our youth and their parents that are involved, that will be involved in this program.
Thank you very much. I'd also like to thank Eric Moe. I know he's not here, but he really opened the door and really pursued this very vigorously. Mm-hmm. I remember driving up to Madison with he and Kelly Babich in her former role in a snowstorm to lobby the state and a special committee of the state to give us permission to be able to do this program in Milwaukee County. There were a lot of there were a lot of locks that Eric had to unlock in order to get us to this point. And I mean, 110% he believed, and I share that belief, that this is the best option for our youth. I mean, just taking a look at, you know, some of the things that I've made, you know, the newspaper recently, you know, the hand back from the state, there's just a huge disconnect. And we don't get those kids back, and we're not programming them, and they're, you know, they're just kind of out there doing, you know, what they will. And I think Milwaukee County does juvenile corrections very well. I think it's something we can be proud of. The state, maybe not so much. But I've been proud of the job that we've done in Milwaukee County and just the very unique programming that we have. And this program not only saves money, but it saves families. It saves your mother from having to drive, you know, a few hours to go and visit you. We were in agenda setting, and someone was talking about the fact that one of the case managers up at the state juvenile correctional facility would pay the family members to be able to go to see the graduations there, mm-hmm. Because it was so important, and it's something that, you know, the people in our neighborhoods can't afford to do. And so this really, I think, is going to bridge our kids and our families and us and just make us stronger. So I'm very, very elated that today's came. But I wanted to make sure that Eric got a shout-out, because even though he's not here, I know that he's toiled and really, really worked towards this. Yeah.
We'll text him later.
Yeah, we will. We will. Yes, Eric Moe. The day is finally here. Supervisor Bone.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I just wanted to quantify the great work that's happening, and you won't hear about it in the news, you won't see an article on it, but we are literally saving young people's lives and putting them on a path towards success, and increasing our rates of success as well. So just want to say thank you again, and I truly see Milwaukee County on the path towards being a staple throughout the country, and saving those young people that are right on the cusp of going down both paths. So we're making sure that we're doing all that we can, and definitely just want to say thank you again and look forward to making more change.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. My friend Tom Walters is being kind of modest today. He's not as excited as you were when we met. So to talk about the Wauwatosa School District and their perspective, talk about community running rebels, talk about the transition back into the community. What about all that?
Thank you, Supervisor. I'm not known. I thank you, modestly. I'm excited about the Wauwatosa School Program in the Milwaukee County Detention Center, which this is going to be housed in. They have been our partner since 1995. And I truly believe that they run the best school program in any correctional facility in the state, and I believe they're in the top 3 to 5 nationally in regards to the programming. One, I'm almost afraid to say this because I try to keep it low-key because I really don't want the judiciary to use us too much. Because our programming, a juvenile, it was in the report, but any juvenile that's in our facility for 6 weeks or longer, on average they go up 1 to 2 grade levels in reading in that amount of time, a short amount of time. Because, pardon the pun, we have a captive audience, and that we stress reading, because we really believe that reading is a skill that's universal, and it can help that child in other academic endeavors as well as job readiness. So we push reading to the point where we turn TVs off in the evening. And we have, and the teachers who are at the program, I give them a shout out, and the administrators, they're invested. They want to be there. Their teachers have been there for a number of years that want to work with this population. And it's a difficult population to work with because we're giving them children based upon security risks and how into a classroom. The classroom is not based on fourth grade level or fifth grade level. They get all levels of kids coming to their classrooms. And they've done an excellent job. They have brought many resources to the children that Milwaukee County would not have been able to provide. And they continue to partnership with. The other thing I'm really excited about this program is that Wauwatosa Schools are trying to develop, they have a program, and this population we really think is going to be helpful, is a recovery of credit program for these kids. As we all know, most kids that come to our attention make bad decisions, not just in alleged criminal behavior, but choice of friends, who they, what are not going to school, drug use, high-risk behavior, and That's why I really love about the school program. They work on all those issues. We push reading, and I'm very gratified. The other part about the Running Rebels is that I think Chairman West said it best. Reentry starts the minute they walk through the door. We were working with those kids about getting back into the community, getting back with the family, working with the families about that child coming back into the home. We want to celebrate the child returning to community with safeguards and skills. And we believe that holding that child with us, where they're going to have to focus, we'll be focusing with them on issues about, think about what you're doing. Think about how you got here. Start thinking about the consequences and start thinking about alternatives to what you got, how you got there. Train those kids, give those kids those skills and those abilities. And then finally, we'll continue that and that support. We're also not in the report is that I've asked Money Rebels to do some training for my juvenile correction officer staff, in which they will be trained on cognitive thinking, so that our staff who are working with the kids 24/7 can mentor and role model some of those skills. I think that's real important because, kids absorb very well in our facility. And what I will also tell you is that the kids in the facility, they really are good kids. They just lack the skills and a proper structure and role modeling to become positive members of our community. Thank you.
Thank you. But since you seem so enthusiastic about the whole situation, when you talk about the Running Rebels, you might say that they do this. Well, I used to be on that board, I know. That with the concept that you have done, and it's really unique within Milwaukee County and Racine and Kenosha is trying, is the wraparound program, mm-hmm. dealing with the family, the total family. Even though they're dealing with the youth, they also deal with the parent or the single parent mm-hmm. to make sure that they can be consistent with their children. So when you there's a whole family component with that program. And so you need to commend yourself and all the other partners you have. You have, besides Running Rebels, you have one more partner, am I correct?
Well, we're looking at possible other partners like Marquette, maybe Boys and Girls Club, maybe right. Safe and Sound. The other thing you think, Supervisor Mayo, you also opened the door for another thing, is one of the initiatives that, this is a problem, we're just starting. This is not the end of what we want to do. This is just initial starting and moving on. We want to collaborate with others who have a program, either locally in the state and nationally. But another initiative that I would like to, and others would like to do, is a fatherhood initiative. A lot of these children who come into our facility don't have fathers in their lives. So what I'd like to do is maybe try to target it, figure out a way to target it, at least identify who the fathers are, and try to reach out and contact those fathers. Because many fathers may not be even aware of their child in a crisis situation. And they may end up being a good resource also. So we're looking at multiple strategies. Again, this is the beginning, and I'm looking forward to the implementation.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We do have a card from another person who gets kudos on this subject, and that is our former Director of Health and Human Needs, Rob Hinkin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be brief, stay within my 2 minutes. First of all, as a former DHHS director, I just want to echo the comments. This is a wonderful accomplishment. I commend Mr. Wanta, Mr. Moe, Mr. Colon, yourself, everybody who worked to make this happen. One sidelight is, I mean, this to me is something that the whole community ought to be aware of. The Public Policy Forum is embarking on a new project where we're working with interns at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service to cover stories that are important to Milwaukee neighborhoods. So I think this is something that we'd want to make sure that the community knows about. My one substantive comment I want to make is that the forum, at the invitation of the Delinquency and Court Services Division, went in and did an analysis of how the division is measuring what is perhaps, I'm not saying that it ought to be, but I think when we're looking at how to evaluate the success of delinquency and court services programs, recidivism is going to be one of the key metrics that's going to be used. The division asked us to come in and take a look at how they're measuring recidivism, at looking at some of their recidivism results. There's a research brief that was published on our website about a week ago. I'd urge you all to take a look at it when you have a chance. The one point I want to make, and I'll be also making this point to the Community Justice Council this afternoon, there is a real need to be able to back up what we all know very deeply in our hearts are programs that are working, run by Mr. Wanta and his division on the adult side, with a very clear, standardized definition of what we're talking about when we're talking about recidivism and how are we going to measure that, and can we put out the data that's going to show policymakers at the state level and elsewhere how effective these alternative to incarceration type approaches are, or in this case, short-term detention in Milwaukee County versus at the state institutions. So this will run counter to the unsolicited financial advice that we're typically giving you at the Public Policy Forum, but even if it takes an investment of resources, there's a need in both the juvenile system and the adult system to really go further in terms of getting our act together with data collection and data analysis to really be able to firmly make the case as to what programs are working and what programs are not. So that's just the point I wanted to leave you with. Thank you.
Supervisor
Mayo? Mr. Hankins, thank you, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. But even though when you were here, remember when you make your report, state about the funding sources that when they, with the youth aids and all the other correction aids that they have, when we do a right program and we try to save money, don't let it come back in the back end so when we send up there, it'll be doubled. So when you talk about your programs and the things that we have done, since you unsolicited came up earlier, talking about the programs that we do well, don't penalize us in trying to take things away from us. And that's the problem with the state of Wisconsin. That consistently when we do good programs, and I'm going to see with this 80 days, mm-hmm. next thing you know, oh, well, you don't need that. Well, we're going to cut your youth aids or you cut something else because we're not getting that revenue where we expect we budget from Milwaukee County, how many people are coming up there.
Point very well taken, and I would just say that the point that we have been making in analyzing your declining detention population is that you need to determine why that population is declining and the extent to which you want to reinvest a portion of those savings into those very programs that are working to keep that population down. So I would agree 100%.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Henke will be back on this subject in September.
Great.
We're looking forward to seeing you then. All right. Is there any other comments or questions on this subject? You had a good debate here this morning. Actually, not a debate because we're all on the same page, which is very rarely happens. We do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Harris. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.